This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Jan Lawrence with the farm at Rocky Top. Hi, Jan. How are you doing today?
Hey, fine. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me. Tell us a little bit about the farm at the Rocky Top.
Well, the farm at Rocky Top has been in my family since 1973 when my parents bought the farm. My daddy was a logger and he liked cows, so he bought the land and built a shop so he can work on his equipment. And he bought cows because he loved cows. And we call it Rocky Top because not because we're Tennessee fans. It's more because we grow rocks on the farm. People say, you grow rocks? I said, well, it's called erosion, but we just found all these big rocks on the farm. So Dad started getting these piles and piles of rocks. So that's why we call it Rocky Top.
How fun. And so it's a family business. That's really neat.
Yeah, pretty much. The farm was just the farm until 2015 when we started building the venue. And we had our first event in June of 2016.
And so what kind of events do you hold there?
In the springtime, we do weddings and events. And in the fall, we have our pumpkin patch, Rocky Top Pumpkin Patch. And we have Country Christmas at Rocky Top. And then this past May, we started our Arts and Crafts Weekend, and we call it Hay Days, H-A-Y, Hay Days. And that's a two-day event in May. We did try November Hay Days, but with us transitioning between the pumpkin patch and our Country Christmas, it was hard work. So we probably won't do a November Hay Days, but we will have some pop-up vendor events during our Country Christmas.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So tell us a little bit about where you're located. You know, I know farms are out in the country, so is it pretty easy to find you?
It is really easy to find us. We are about 20 minutes from Auburn, 18 minutes from Opelika, and about 20 minutes from Columbus and Phoenix City. You can access us either going down Highway 169 out of Opelika or headed 280 east going towards Phoenix City. So we're kind of, if you put your arms out, your right arm is 169 and your left arm is Highway 280. Our road, Lee Road 145, connects the two.
Oh, okay. So that's super easy. Very convenient really to get easy. There. Especially if you like want to get out of town, but don't really have to go very far to find a country setting, right?
Right, exactly. We are from Moores Mill Road, where the Publix is. We are three turns from there.
Okay. Very cool.
We're about 18 minutes from there. So we're pretty easily accessed from this area.
So if you were to have an event out at your farm, I'm assuming you have like a barn and some outdoor. What does the property look like?
We have an event barn, and it is a 7,000 square foot facility. The main floor is just a big open area with a custom bar. We have a warming kitchen. On the outskirts of that, we have a lot of pasture land. We've got a pond in the background. And we've got a pavilion, a farmhouse, and what we call the meat house. And the meat house kind of started events down here. When I was growing up, we used to slaughter a hog at Thanksgiving, and we'd take the meat into the house and make sausage. And it became known as the meat house. And over the years, it's had four additions. And it's really big. It's very, very unique. If you picture country's barbecue and Cracker Barrel merging, that's what our meat house looks like.
Okay. So you can have gatherings at any of those places on the farm.
Well, mainly it's just the event barn. When we have weddings, the wedding party has access to the farmhouse and the meat house for the guys and the girls to get ready in. And then we do allow for rehearsal dinners in the meat house on Friday nights. That's really about the only time the meat house gets rented out. Just because we're so busy with all our other events, we don't have time to rent that out, except for when it's associated with a wedding.
Okay. So in the fall, when you have your pumpkin patches and all of your, you know, fall events, what would that experience be like coming out to one of your pumpkin patches?
Well, our pumpkin patch, we started in 2017. We had our first pumpkin patch. It was a 3 weekend event. And we were definitely newbies at this time. Now it is a 5 weekend event with field trips during the week. And this year we had over 25,000 visitors come in for the pumpkin.
Wow.
And we don't do anything scary. We're so family oriented down here. I have, no, I don't even call them scarecrows. I call them country crows, that don't have a scary face on it, but I use them as props and, just features around the farm. We have different areas that we refer to, but for our pumpkin patch, we have hay rides, inflatables, animal barn, roly poly, hay bale mountain, duck races, corn crib, and a lot of quirky games. And it's just not catered to the toddler or the little kid. I mean, I have grown-ups getting on the hay bale mountain and doing the duck races and getting on the Pony Express pony hop. So that's one thing. It's not just for kids that we're catering to. We're catering for all ages.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And
So
people
tell me
usually
a little
come, they'll
bit.
stay for
I'm
three or
sorry,
four
go ahead.
hours. When people come, they'll stay for 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's a good, you can spend a good morning or afternoon there. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So are there any misconceptions about, events at the fa at farms or, what you do that you'd like to clear up?
Not really. The only issue we have is we sit on the central and eastern time zone, and that was a big thing that a hurdle we had to overcome. We now know that you will never hear from me unless I specify a time zone on all of our social media, on our website, on letters that we send out to schools for field trip to brides. You've got to specify what time zone you're in. Like brides, I tell them, if you live in Eastern time zone, you really need to put that on your invitation because we're in Central time. That confuses a lot of people, especially when it comes to field trips. And I have learned that when I mention a time or write it down, it is always referred to in Central time zone, unless you're
Yes, we're so
that's
close
big.
to Georgia. It's a problem all the time.
The other misconception is people think this is an easy job. Owning a
Yeah.
venue is not an easy job. I spent 30 years as a nurse, mostly at the bedside. I thought that was exhausting, but no, owning a venue is very exhausting. You're always on call, so to speak. Even when you think you have a day off, you're still answering emails and phone calls. But it's extremely rewarding for us. I think I was meant to do this all along.
Well, good, good. So part of the reason I do this podcast is to encourage other business owners, especially new business owners. So you've been doing this for a while. What kinds of challenges did you have that you overcame that made your business stronger and made you stronger?
You need to realize the importance of customer service, for one thing.
Yes.
I'm a very detail-oriented person. I am very, I like people, the first impressions are the lasting impression, so to speak. But when people come out, I want not only my staff to have good interactions with our customers and our guests, but when they come here, I want their first comment to be, wow, this is amazing. And we try to do that in everything we do, whether it's the pumpkin patch or country Christmas or our weddings. We want people to go, wow.
Yes, and I'm sure they do. I've seen actually been out to your farm, and it is wow. I would say that that's absolutely true.
And
So what's
wow
one th
in
go
a
ahead.
self-made way. I mean, we take care of a lot of the decorations ourselves. We build our props, we build our games. And I like to keep it down to earth. I want people to come out and see things that are homemade, handmade, and that you don't find at every other venue. I want our venue to be different, whether it's through the weddings or pumpkin patch or Christmas. We just want it to be different from anything you've ever experienced.
Have a very unique experience there. Well, what's one thing you wish people knew about your business that they don't maybe necessarily think of?
Well, I don't think I know the answer to that, or how to answer that. We still have a lot of people that come here for the first time and go, "I never knew you were here." And I'm like, "Wow, what can I do to get out there more?" We do all the advertising through social media and our website, and of course, word of mouth is the best way to advertise. But it's still just I want everybody to know about us.
Yes. Yep. Well, how would you get in touch with you if you had an event or wanted to come to one of the fall events? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way is just go to our website and look my number up. It's the only number on there. And it's thefarmatrockytop.com. And then we have our social media through Facebook and Instagram, and all of our information is on there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Jan. It's been a real pleasure learning about you and the farm at Rocky Top.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.